This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, a fast first hour talking about the Red Sox and, well, how they're not very good right now, including a conversation with the manager, Alex Cora, who was affable. Somewhat forthcoming, although he did acknowledge to us officially that sometimes he has to lie to us.
It's a ruse.
Yeah. Yeah. If Campbell doesn't play first on Sunday,
that's it.
In Atlanta.
Flying to insert
the gloves
name of
are
that
off,
ballpark
Alex.
In the suburbs of Atlanta.
Lie to me once, it's just sports. Lie to me twice, and I'm mad.
The way he answered that question, it's almost as if he's like in the dugout that night that he did that and was like, oh, man, the guys at WEI Afternoons are going to get mad at me. I lied to him.
Maybe
he knew it was coming.
Maybe his first complete game ever looks at me and smiles and goes, yeah, that would be great. That means he would have had to have thrown an 85-pitch complete game.
Correct. Yeah. That ain't happening.
Nope.
That's Maddox.
That is Maddox-esque.
That's literally
one of those
Maddox-esque.
1 hour, 47 minutes. You're like, whoo.
Jeez, we just sat down. All right, kids, let's go to the arcade.
All right, it's time for the three-point stance, Dan Ball.
319!
Ready!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. And today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you lie to WEEI Afternoons, you got to get Glassman. And you call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance, or something like that, according to Andy, after which we will open up the floor for discussion on each. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, I will cede the floor to you and ask you, are you ready?
Yes and no, because I'm a giver. And I'm going to give my time today to some fans been waiting on the line for a while to talk about and react to the Alex Cora interview. So let's go to Joe and Hadley. Joe, what were your thoughts on Alex Cora with us?
Hey. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. First thing I want to say is,
don't do this again.
Ted Johnson, I had no idea how intelligent he was.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
That doesn't seem very nice.
On the radio.
It's a backhand compliment.
I'll take it, Joe. Thank you.
He's very sharp. My question is, why don't you ask Alex about some of his in-game management, first of all?
Okay.
During the interview, because that's where his problem lies. And the second thing is how many years has he been here? And he hasn't done anything. And I liked Alex Cora.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
Great call, Joe.
You love that call?
I love that call.
I mean, hasn't done anything seems strong for a man with a ring, no? I mean, I know they're 464 and 464 since he won that ring.
How about that, by the way?
Was that right off the top of my head? Because if that was right, I'm smarter than people think, too, if I got that right.
Guy gets three hours of sleep.
Ted and I are both smarter than people think. I don't know how we should take that, Ted.
There's different ways to take it. I'm going to take it in a positive.
Positive.
Well, there's a football guy, helmet wearing, you know.
Stun and separate.
Stun and separate. You guys always make jokes about, like, you say, like, there's the CT kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever.
Ted doesn't
Johnson,
make jokes.
He
doesn't
joke
about
it. I have no idea how intelligent he was.
That's a great call.
Keep that for a while. Let's go back to the phone lines to finish out my three-point stance. Let's go to Ben in Fremont. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. This is something that's been bugging me for quite some time. I don't know why anybody, especially the Red Sox, it's not like you can make the mood in the locker room any worse. Why don't you give Trevor Bauer a shot? He said he would take the league minimum and donate his whole entire check just to get a chance. I'll listen to you guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Ben.
Trevor Bauer. Because the Red Sox can't deal with enough bad PR this season?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good PR for this club right now.
No.
He's kind of been resolved to that stuff. I just don't think that makes any sense. I mean,
yeah, I'm not sure that's the direction you want to go. I mean, I know desperate times call for desperate measures, but
yeah,
I don't know if that's what you really need to do.
If he was like the missing piece,
right?
It's like
Ted, you're 2 games back of the wild card. It's late August. One of your starters just went down.
There you go.
Take a chance.
Okay, right. And you need, oh my gosh, we got something special here, and we need a whole field, and so this guy can maybe do that. Not right now. You got more problems everywhere. He doesn't solve those problems.
All right, the only thing we gained from that was that Ted was called intelligent. Other than that, we can move on.
That's a big gain.
That was my worst three-point stance ever.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Ted Johnson, I had no idea how intelligent he was.
Hey, welcome to the club.
You know,
Big Teddy, big brains. It's not just all muscles flexor tendons on this guy.
Maybe
that
was the three-point stance that Andy comes away with. Ted Johnson, intelligent guy.
Boom.
Yeah. There you go.
Takeaway. Boom. Nailed it.
You should have just said that for a minute. You would have done yourself a lot better.
Is that up for debate, or have we just locked that one? That one in
Fitzy
stone.
Fitzy wants to push back on that line of thinking.
Well, he screwed me on the lifeline twice.
That is true.
Wow. Dang.
All right,
I'll do better. I effort to do better next time, man.
So much so that you've ghosted on the Stiz quiz later tonight. I'll tell you what, if I need you, I'll call you.
Thank you. Please.
Teddy in the truck on line 3. Yep.
I'll save everybody from exploring this topic further and ask you, Fitzy, are you ready?
I'll go to the... Oh, there's no call. Okay, I'm kidding.
All right.
Of course, yes, I'm ready.
Your 60 seconds begin right now.
Okay, this one's pretty simple. A lot of noise, a lot of hubbub, a lot of... whatnot is being made of the Steph Diggs video on the party boat with some young ladies and his lady friend Cardi B.
He was flirting, I said yesterday.
Yes, he was. And he would like to be called daddy. And it looks like he had, what did everyone else enjoy when they were playing Little League? Fun dip, right?
Yes.
Had some fun dip.
Yeah.
He had some ballpark snacks. Yeah. He had some Little League goodies, right? Shouldn't be that big a deal. Actually, it's probably a very big deal. We know Mike Vrabel was mad about it. Making bad decisions off the field, the league is going to look into it. And it's as simple as this. We have a former professional athlete on the team. No, that's not you, Andy, although I know you did play lacrosse and college football at the highest level you could. And he would be the first one to tell you as well. Sure, your judgment gets bad when you're on and under the influence of narcotics, but it starts as simple as this. Just like when you go to concert tapings and stand-up comedy specials and movie premieres, they have you put your phone in a little bag that no cellular service can be admitted from until you actually come and get the phone out of the bag. So if you're going to be having randos and partygoers and peoples that are on fun dip on a boat, and you're a high-profile professional athlete and a superstar like Steph Diggs and Cardi B, put the phones away. This should never get out in the first place.
That's a good call. That's our second phone-related one. We had the Masters-related phone policy that
from
came
Mego.
Up. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And both hold some weight. We'll table that and discuss that in just a moment. Ted, I ask you, are you ready for your three-point stance?
I'm ready, Daniel.
All right. Your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right. So, so far this year, the Vrabel's hasn't had to make really too many tough decisions. But now he is faced with the biggest decision. Everyone is going to be watching how he handles this Steph Diggs situation. We got Tom Curran coming up here in a little bit, and I'm curious to get his take on it. Every player, all the coaches, the owner is going to be watching Vrabel on how he makes this the decision. And I don't think Mike is afraid of making tough decisions. Like, I think he let go of a lot of coaches from last year's staff. Maybe that was easier decision when you consider the record, but a lot of veteran players he has moved on from that were popular players here. He traded Joe Milton, which a lot of the fans really liked the play of Joe Milton. And so he's already made some big, tough decisions, but none will be bigger than the one he has to make, I think, in how he handles Steph Diggs. Everyone is going to be watching. He is a guy that clearly they were banking on to provide leadership in on a unit that desperately needed it, onto a side of the team and the offense that desperately needed it. So how he handles Steph Diggs is going to be a tone setter for just the culture he's trying to establish and perhaps the kind of season he wants to have. So I'm curious how this is going to be played out, and I will be closely monitoring the Steph Diggs situation.
All right, so on the table today, Andy trusted the phone calls on the Red Sox and got burned.
Yep.
Fitzy brought up the idea of athletes and phones and how they really shouldn't be together off the field, and that's Stephon Diggs and the situation that's unfolded. So Fitzy, yours and Ted, yours kind of tie in because we're talking about the same player that that went viral for this kind of situation. So Andy, I'll have you split the gap between the two and react to where Stephon Diggs is and the idea that, hey, let's put the phones away in that kind of situation.
So I'm going to take it a step further than Fitzy did. He said, like, professional athletes. I think everybody at all ages, if you're doing stuff, like, put your phone away. You know, I used the example off air, Fitzy, when I saw in the document what you were going to do your 3-point stance on. You have examples in this state of Massachusetts. It's going to be graduation weekend this weekend, and then next week all the sports play their playoff games. And it has happened multiple times in recent history. You can Google it, go look in the Boston Globe and different stories. Kids go to graduation. Kids take a photo with a cigar. That is in violation of the MIAA smoking alcohol something something policy. They're not allowed to play in their playoff game 2 days later, 3 days later, 4 days later, even if it was just a photo op. You don't even know if they were smoking, but they had a cigar in their mouth. So from kids,
it's the Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts to a photo.
So you know, whether you're a kid or whatever, put the phone. Like, why do you need the phone there, especially if you're doing something which, you know, I don't know if it's illegal, but maybe mama wouldn't be too proud of, or, you know, friends, family, your coach might not be too proud of. Because if this happened without phones, A, we'd never know about it, and it's not a big deal, right? We just know he's rehabbing a knee injury.
Everybody's under the assumption that he saw the phone and knew it and didn't care. I'm not so sure he knew he was being videotaped.
And that may or may not be true. Yeah, you know, I don't know. But if there's no phones, it can't happen.
Out in public, like, what do you know, out and just for everyone to see.
Put the phone away.
Doing that,
Derek Jeter had it best. Put the phone away.
Yeah,
whether
but
it's a
I'd
bag.
Say,
hire
say
hire Smash Basket Marketing Incorporated and put the phone away.
How yes, are these girls ever going to be able to prove that they were partying on a boat with Steph Diggs and Cardi B if they don't have videos for their Snapchat?
I guess you don't get the wrong girls. 50 cents for no coke.
I mean, you're not too bad.
You don't think you could find girls that'd be willing to get on the boat while leaving their phone on shore?
Drake famously has a policy. No phones.
Yeah, Derek Jeter had the gift basket.
Your phone back. We've heard plenty of beefs that he's had with other celebrities and hip-hop stars. I have never seen anything salacious with Drake. That's because there's a Ted Johnson-sized person at the door that says, excuse me, please, phones. You'll get it right back after the whole thing.
Check your phone at the door.
That's stand-up comedians that don't want you stealing their material before it goes public on an album.
There's a very famous video of Diddy where it's funny.
I don't want to know what happens.
No, it's actually funny.
I don't want to watch it.
It's funny because
he's getting on a boat. He's got a bunch of people on a boat, and he's going around, and he has like a pillowcase, and everybody has to throw their phone in the pillowcase. No phones on the boat.
Yeah, but now we know why.
We hear that Cardi B is mad because she doesn't want Steph Diggs flirting with everyone. By the way, Cardi, you don't know who I am, but I also saw some of the subsequent videos that I followed down the Fear Buck
thread.
She
was on there.
You were making business as well.
Yeah,
that was an interesting video.
It looks like a rap.
Who's the running back for the Bills? Leroy
James Cook.
Leroy. My gosh! Come on, they had the parties. Did he made all the girls put the phones away?
I don't recall. Thompson? No. Okay, just tell the story without the name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Oh. His name factors in?
Anyway, so but let me ask you this. Do you think this is a one-off? Like, is this a big deal to you? Is the Steph Diggs picture video a big deal to you? Does it mean anything for wins and losses or the impact, or this is just a blip on the screen? Is not going to be any big deal.
No, I think it's a big deal. I think in the comparison I would make, you brought it up, like people are watching kind of how this is handled. I think you can make comparisons to Gerard Mayo, Matthew Judon, and Devon Godshaw were challenges last summer, and I don't think he handled them well. And I think that was a omen or a forebearer of how things were going to play out. He kind of became a pushover coach who kind of became a pushover coach over the rest of his season. So, yes, do I think this matters? I think it matters a lot.
Shady McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
Thank you.
That's the answer to your question. And number two, no, I don't. This happened 2 months before training camp. This happened off the field. It was a bad decision. Maybe not, you know, I'm not going to tell. I don't tell anyone what to put in their hot dog. I don't tell anyone what to drink with their steak. Do what you want to do. Live your best life. That's fine. But once this starts leaking out and bringing a bad shadows are cast across the organization, then you get reprimanded. Then, obviously, you have to step in. I'm sure the policy is not, hey, veteran, that we just dumped $69 million with an insurance policy related to your ACL onto. If you do one thing that brings us unflattering press, we're going to cut you. No, it's more like, go do your rehab elsewhere. Now I'm pissed. You're going to have to do things differently. And he's on watch. But I do not think in any way, shape, or form this affects Steph Diggs' playing time or Steph Diggs' standing on the team.
Yeah, I have no idea what it affects. I just know the worst part for me isn't actually what was going on the boat. It's the fact that what was going on the boat, well, and then the next day,
interesting,
he's not in Foxborough. Like, you connect those two dots for me. If that video had been a week earlier with, you know, they had 4 days off and he did it, but then he was right back with the rehab. He's with Jim Whalen and those guys working out, all this. But he does this, and then he compounds it by making the head coach say, yeah, no, he's not. He's not going to practice because he's not here.
So you don't think the head coach? Sorry, go, Dan.
Didn't you see the workout videos on his Instagram story, Andy?
Yeah, that's awesome.
He was putting in the work, and it was definitely current.
Hey, awesome. 3 weeks ago.
Also, but wait, hold on a second. He was catching passes at the last OTAs. Right. I said last week on the show, I don't think we're making a big enough deal about how good he looks thus far in his rehab. That's all I care about. That's really all
I care
about.
Is that all they care about?
If so,
you ever hear of Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and Kayshon Booty?
They should care a lot about
Pop
this.
Pop Douglas.
They should care a lot about
he's
this.
The veteran receiver on this
but
team.
But do you think it's going to carry on?
He's their second highest paid player, and one of the highest paid players they've ever had at that position. So,
and doesn't this speak to his mindset? How seriously he's taken this contract?
Yes,
how seriously he's taken this
all
last,
that,
you know, what could be his last
when
contract?
That's why I become the moral authority.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as him, listen, I'd be on the boat with the Tootsie too, but I'm just saying, for him.
I'm not sure, like, you're the barometer.
You would have a T-shirt cannon spraying the pink powder all over everybody. Are you kidding?
Yeah, this is
no,
a
but
big deal.
I get your point.
I would be worried that he's got one foot into the retirement door.
That's what it looks like.
That's what if
he's made his money.
Right.
Well, has he though? Right. Because there are so many guarantees tied into performance with his contract.
He's made his money in his career.
He's been played a long time.
Well, that he looks like this. This gives it a feel of like
he's dating
a part-time job.
He's dating a megastar.
Just a cherry on top.
Sucked into a world that even he wasn't prepared for.
He looked quite prepared.
Yeah,
for
and it seems
he looked
like this world
well prepared.
Maybe he's going
to
step back and say, "Hey guys, you know what? I got out over my skis. I went to the Met Gala. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to red carpets. I was on a boat surrounded by basically a rap video.
Let's take bets. What are the odds that he says something like that when he's asked about it this week or next week, or no comment?
You know what?
Because I'm going to go with no comment.
I'm going to go with no comment. He's like the Jordan. So Cardi B is making him do things that he didn't really want to do.
She's enticing him.
Was he with Cardi?
A few things back in your day? Like, was sometimes when those fruits hang extremely low in your post-game face or your off-field face, isn't it difficult to exercise?
Like, literally? Like naked guys, I mean? What are you talking about?
You know what I mean? No, not like that. I mean, just like...
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No! It's a metaphor.
Eyes up in the locker room.
Not that kind of fruit.
Jeez, you never been in a locker room? You don't look down.
Twig and Jesus, mercy and Joseph on ice.
You get a reputation,
you can't
get it back.
No, I mean the temptation of like being in a situation like that where a bad decision can get made because it's right there presenting itself to you.
Pizza boxes everywhere.
Pizza boxes everywhere.
So we could make that excuse for him. Or we could say the Minnesota Vikings once voted which teammate would you not let your sister date, and every single player on the team could say Stephon Diggs.
They all did.
There was a reason they said that. You think they just pulled that? I can't think of it. It came immediately to everyone's mind. Why do you think that is? Because of stuff like this.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not saying that makes him a bad guy.
Legitimately, why'd they sign him then?
Because desperation breeds desperation.
Okay.
They have
was that
no
the old
receiver.
Fourier policy, dumb, desperate, and douchey?
I don't know if they were douchey. They accepted whatever he is because they didn't have a number one wide receiver. They had let other opportunities go by. We had talked about all those, DK and other guys.
It's a little bit you're taking a risk because they haven't done a good job at that position for a long time. And so you take risks. You take players that are questionable because of the bad kind of development at that position. And so they took a chance. And in his entire career, have you ever heard of anything or seen anything like this? You hear he's maybe just not the best teammate, but you don't hear any details of what that looks
like. This salacious? No.
He's a pain in the ass for quarterbacks. We know that. Like, that's on the
record.
He's
their best friend first, then he's a pain in the ass.
And we heard Josh McDaniels, I forgot the exact words, but remember when he spoke and he said, my brother coached down there knows what it's like to work with him.
I think he said interesting character.
Yeah. I mean, there is a reputation that precedes Stephon Diggs, and now you add this to whatever that reputation is, which is more football related, and you start to say, when's he going to play? Is he not going to be ready to start? Is he worth it?
Does he have a zero tolerance policy then? Did he come in with a zero tolerance policy? Did he come in with a reputation for doing things like this off the field? No, he's a pain in the ass on the field, and he gets under quarterback skin, but he hasn't done things like this. And I just wonder.
I don't know that. I mean, I just want to be clear.
We know of. So did he? Do they have a zero tolerance policy with him?
Well, no, because he'd be gone if they had a zero tolerance policy.
We know, they could be examining that. He wasn't there at practice. Granted, he hasn't been at OTAs most of the time.
What's
the worst part
of it? Is it the packet, the toosie, the substance, just the decision? Because that's what Vrabel went down with, right? It was, we want you to make great decisions on the field, off the field. And he clearly was saying, this was not a great decision. Is it that packet?
It's probably that he got caught.
Yeah?
It's probably that
cameras?
He got caught. Cameras? That he got caught. That he wasn't mindful of maybe being videotaped, right? That you
that's
were just so... You're just so arrogant, or you know what? You just are in a headspace that you don't care. And I will say this, you know, some draw you take, you lower your walls. You don't care about that as much. And so you let your guard down. And I'm not surprised that this might happen.
If I'm him, I'm paying someone to geo-track how that video got posted up. And then I'm going to have some words.
Well, yeah, but you also have to worry about the fact that the NFL could look into this, too. We're talking about a Patriot level. But the internet decided immediately it was pink cocaine, right? Yeah. That's all I read, pink cocaine.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's ketamine and MDMA and everything.
Well, I mean, I've heard lots of things.
Allegedly.
Right? But the NFL is going to look into it. They have to.
Well, we haven't won without a good scandal in a long time.
You haven't won
Excuse me. They haven't won without a good scandal in a long time.
WEEI Afternoons, that's going to put a wrap on the three-point stance for the day. Sorry, Dan Ball, stepping on your toes a little bit here. But up next here, we have Tom Curran. It's Thursday, 3:30. Tom Curran to talk Stephon Diggs, OTAs, and all things Patriots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.